We're recording.
Poor Judd is dead.
I haven't seen it in so long.
It's been long.
It was like one of the first ones I feel like I ever saw.
Oklahoma? Mm-hmm, I don't think I've ever seen it all the way through.
It's not one of the best.
No, it's like very 50s. Super cheesy.
Yeah, I could see that.
Mm-hmm. It's like, it opens with this guy, like, riding in a, like, buggy, mm-hmm. singing about how amazing Oklahoma is. Mm-hmm. And it's like, he's got
anyone
the, like, John
been
Wayne
to
look.
Oklahoma.
And he's like, no, listen, Oklahoma is God's country. It's beautiful. But the infrastructure and the politics don't work there. But the country is beautiful. I mean, Broken Bow is one of my favorite places. Mm-hmm. We go all the time.
Broken Bow is lovely, but Touché. Don't go to the Pruitts in Broken Bow.
Oh, I've been to Pruitts. It's fine. Mm-hmm. It's just a store. It's fine. Tammy's having feelings over there. Amanda, what is that
look? I don't remember. Perhaps.
You didn't go. It was just me and Terrence.
Oh, okay.
We were trying to find ice cream. It did not go well.
So we're doing Oklahoma then.
We're doing Oklahoma.
Oh, okay. Now that we're singing O-K-L-A-H-O-M-A.
Get it.
I'm not doing it again.
Oklahoma.
Okay.
Really,
I loved it.
Really
I loved
not
that.
Good, but that's from the musical.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I had never heard that. Okay, so we're talking about three different ones today because they're all kind
of
short.
Three.
They're
of
all
them.
Pretty good.
Good, like, hey, I'm going to tell you all a story you love that you're going to hate.
I swear
or...
it's not like Heartbeat Bridge. I swear it.
It was rough, I mean, I'm not gonna lie.
I know, I was there.
Yes, you were.
She's like, I spent more time with it than you did.
You were the one reading it, in fact. What was that?
I don't know. Okay, so, we're gonna go.
Y'all can't see this, but she picked up her glass of wine, brought it to her lips, thought about it, and put it down. I don't know what's happening right now.
Oh, goodness.
I'm trying to host a podcast episode, and that's what's happening.
I love Amanda's episodes.
I do too. They're always my favorite.
We get the best feedback about Amanda's episodes, and it's usually like, why are y'all so mean to Amanda? And Amanda's episodes are my favorite.
We drive her crazy, but they're always my favorite too.
Yes.
Well, that makes me happy. But, okay, get down to business, you guys. We're going from least significant to the coolest.
All right. I'm here for it.
Okay. So Oklahoma kind of surprised me. It's got some good urban legends. We're starting with a hotel, which we all love haunted hotels.
Yeah, I love haunted hotels.
I mean, I don't
Tammy
love...
Tammy doesn't love haunted hotels.
I just already, like, can hear Aaron, like, this is where we have to go on our next trip.
This is a Hilton now. And
oh, I have Hilton points.
No.
Oh,
you go by yourself, ma'am.
Wow.
Okay.
I'll bring my dad on this one because my dad desperately wants to see ghosts. And, like, I think he's too close to the dead with what he does for work. And he's never seen anything. He's never heard anything. He's never sensed anything. Like, even in the most haunted locations.
I just imagine Jody just, like, sorry, Jody, you're probably listening to this. Just standing
he's
there,
not
like.
Don't worry.
At work, and there's, like, random ghosts around
like
him.
Over
and he's
his
just.
Shoulder, and he doesn't
yeah,
know.
He's not
I
bothering
guarantee
to pay attention
it.
To
yeah.
him.
He's in a new office. Well, not, like, brand new, but, like, his office is only a few years old. But the previous one was, like, I don't know, 60 or 80 years old, or
yeah.
however old it was whenever they moved out of it. And it was haunted. Like,
yeah.
it was known to be haunted. There was, like, the spirit of a little girl. And like, with so many...
Oh, yeah.
So many vessels coming
right.
through, because, like, they house your spirit. You know that, like, there is someone or something.
Yep.
And,
mm-hmm.
and like, he's... Because I would ask him, like, I love ghost stories from people... Did you ever hear anything? Did you ever say, nope. And
yeah.
mom will have sensed things being right next to him, and he never senses anything.
So
he has ghost protection. If you want to go somewhere and you don't want a ghost experience, you bring Jody with you.
You know what's interesting?
Amanda's only going to travel with Jody.
That's right.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
That's right.
I used to think that your old house growing up was haunted.
The one on Yardley?
Yes.
Which one?
The big one?
The big one, yes, because of all of the pictures of y'all's ancestors in the guest room. You guys made me sleep there a lot. Because,
we did?
Yes.
Why? That wasn't nice.
I think Colin might have also convinced you one time that that room was haunted.
Can I tell a Colin ghost story?
Probably did, let's be honest. Yes.
So, one day we'll talk about Oklahoma.
One day we'll get to Oklahoma. Okay, so very much like this house that we're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
When a house is, like, when you know the people who have lived in the house and you know the full history, you're like, But how could it be haunted? Because, like, we built that house.
Yeah.
So, like, this one, we didn't build the house. Right. But we bought it from the original owners who built the house. And they were the ones that sold it to us. So they did not die in this house. Yeah. Like, no one has died in this house. But our house on Yardley, I guess it's okay to call it out because we don't live there.
You don't live there anymore.
We built that house. It was just an empty lot before. Like,
yeah.
I remember
when y'all built it.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. Like, it was not a burial ground. Like, there was no traumatic thing that happened there. It was just that.
I'm just saying, I think Jody's family followed him there.
Something was attached to something.
He would love that idea. But when I was in high school, you remember the living room upstairs?
Mm-hmm.
So for people who are listening, we had like a half wall. You go upstairs, there was like a half wall kind of blocking, but there was an upstairs living room.
They were fancy.
We were fancy. My bedroom was on the left, and then my brother's bedroom and the guest bedroom were on the right, and they shared a bathroom between the two. So I was working on my computer, which was in the living room. I was probably a junior or a senior because I was, like, doing a school project. And the TV turned on behind me, like, nothing. And I was like, what the hell? So I turned around and I was like, Colin? Like, looking for my brother. And he calls me, like, from his room. And he's like, yeah. And he, like his shower was running. And he, like, a few minutes later opens the door. He's like, what? He's, like, wrapped in a towel. He's like, what? Nothing. Don't worry about it. Okay. That's weird. So I turn the TV off, I go back to work, and a few minutes later, it happens again.
He's such an
animal. I was like, what is happening? And this went on, and like, I'm not frightened of ghosts, but I was more like, this is just weird.
This is really weird, what is happening?
Yeah, and so finally, like, I just kind of left it on and like, just kept doing my work. Well, I find out years later.
Colin's in there with the remote.
Yes. So Colin came through his room, through his bathroom, rolled under the bed like ninja style.
Oh, yeah.
And would like stick his arm out the door and turn the remote on and then hide under the bed.
Yep.
And then when I called him, he'd like army crawl through the bathroom and come back out through his room. It was like he was very committed to this.
And he turned on the shower to boot. So
he had the shower going the whole time as like his like cover. Diabolical little monster.
I am not at all surprised by that.
When he told me that, I was like, yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
I wasn't even mad. I was kind of impressed.
Yep. That sounds exactly right.
Oh, so we're in Oklahoma.
Should we talk about the Suburban Hotel?
7 minutes later, should we do some work?
It's okay, because it's a short episode, so actually, it works out.
I could put my brother on blast.
So, okay, it's actually, I told you guys it's a Hilton. It's downtown Oklahoma City and was built in 1911. It was closed in 1988 and sat abandoned for years until it was renovated and reopened in 2007. It was renovated to look just like the original hotel on the outside, so it's pretty historically accurate. It looks pretty creepy.
Okay.
So why is it haunted? Well, several basketball teams have blamed losses on staying at this hotel. Yeah. Like, NBA teams have...
Okay, but as a superstition podcast, we should probably acknowledge that sports superstitions are very real and very strong.
Okay,
so I believe that they would have believed that that happened.
Yeah.
Okay. You're right.
You're right.
But I still think it's stupid.
In 2010, the New York Knicks lost to the Oklahoma Thunder and blamed the loss on staying at the hotel.
Okay, but the Knicks are notorious for losing. So.
The Chicago Bulls reported hearing doors slam and shut on their own. And the Baylor Lady Bears were sure, apparently, in 2013. I don't know sports. What? But in 2013, the Baylor Lady Bears were sure to win the championship, and it was a big upset, and they blamed staying on the Skirvin Hotel.
So do we know where this started, or it's just kind of one of those compound... Oh, I'm ahead of you. I'm sorry. I was going to say, because...
Dramatic flip of the page.
Is it like one of those things where like a team lost, and they're like, God, we stayed at this hotel, and like another team lost, they're like, oh my gosh, we stayed at this hotel, and then it like creates its own legend?
Well, in that respect, like... the superstition of losing because of staying in the hotel, then yes, like...
You would think that, like, teams just wouldn't stay there anymore.
Well, it's... I read something that, like, NBA players, like, look for other accommodations now.
Yeah. Oh, so it's only NBA?
Well, and
it's only basketball?
Baylor was...
Basketball.
Baylor would have been college.
Yeah.
Yeah, Baylor's college, obviously.
So... the hauntings, the story goes that the owner... Words are hard.
Try again.
The owner, Fred Schruble, was shot and killed. Schruble is a fun last name, right? Mm-hmm. It is a fun name.
I didn't mean to be that surprised.
We were not going to remark on it, but you did.
It's because I jumped so.
Fred Cherubel, poor guy. Well, not really. He was shot and killed shortly after the hotel opened in 1911.
That sounds like poor guy.
Yes, but...
Oh, well, there's more to the story, I guess.
He had it coming.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well-placed musical song.
Let's hear more about it.
Okay, actually, that's terrible to say. No one had it coming, but there is a story behind it.
Some people have it coming.
Tell me what he did, and I'll tell you if I agree.
That's right. Raging feminist.
I don't know who killed him. I couldn't figure out who killed him. But
I love spending time with Tammy because I don't look like the raging feminist in a group. Because normally in a group...
I'm not sure if that was a compliment or not.
It's definitely a compliment. It's 100% a compliment. Because normally in a crowd, someone says something that's even like slightly like antagonistic towards women or like discriminatory towards women. It's like all the heads roll to look at me. It's like when I'm... But like if I'm with Tammy or if I'm with Talia, it's like... Nope, I'm not. I'm not the loudest one in the room.
I don't even have to say anything.
That's right. It's like...
Yeah.
Okay, so he was shot and killed. But before that, he apparently accidentally impregnated a maid and locked her on the 10th floor.
God, I hate when that happens on accident.
Sorry, what?
Right. Accidentally.
And locked her?
Locked her in a room on the 10th floor.
You could only
for the entire pregnancy? Or, like, what happened
right,
there?
Until, like, after the child was born.
Oh, for the love.
I mean, you could almost buy the accidental pregnancy, because sometimes that's not intentional.
Oh, yeah.
But then it's like, oh, I accidentally turned the key and slipped food under the door.
For 9 months.
For nine months.
Yeah.
For over 9 months, yeah.
I love that accident. Is like, I'm sorry, but it was an accident. Sounds like my kids.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to. Mm-hmm. Okay, all
right. Oh, right.
I once had to interrogate a child at work who had the terms on purpose and accidentally mixed up. And it was pretty comical.
That's just
like, no, I did it on purpose. And I'm like, are you sure?
Oh, honey, you want to try that again?
That's amazing. Okay, so she was locked in her room even after she had her baby. And this is sad, but it is reported that she jumped out of the window with said baby. And, so they were no more.
So go ahead and sing that song again.
He did have it coming.
He did have it coming. Yeah, fair.
Definitely.
Okay.
Horrible man.
So guests have claimed to have heard eternally crying babies.
Mm-hmm.
Men have reported... Okay, so it was... I read that this woman also had loose morals, which I'm not going to judge her. I don't know.
Stupid.
But, yes. So, men have been...
I already don't like the term loose morals.
She probably, like, accidentally had her, like, shoulder strap slip down or something.
Yeah.
And she was accused of having loose morals. That's stupid.
Well, men have reported being propositioned by a female voice in
their
rooms.
You
know?
They deserve
it.
Yeah, hello.
Why not? Why not? Also, men have also reported... seeing naked women or a naked woman in the shower with them.
Oh my god. Can you just
so yes, the term loose morals, she absolutely
okay.
Y'all all
have
it coming.
I have no basketball games to play in, so I'm definitely okay to stay
can
at this hotel.
Can you imagine the disorientation you would feel if you turned around and you're like, excuse me, why are you in this shower right now?
Oh my
god. Oh god, okay, so
oh my god.
This is going to make us shirts that say loose morals.
What if we stay there? What if we stayed there, right? And then suddenly Kevin comes screaming out of the shower. I was like, what'd you do?
Did you have it coming?
Oh, man.
Disclaimer. He did not. Kevin's wonderful.
He's building a chicken
coop.
He's
currently building me a chicken coop, and he's done nothing wrong today.
Today. Okay, so
he doesn't listen. It's fine.
I've reported, you know, slamming doors like we talked about before. But the real kicker, which I don't know how this is, but here's my overanalyzation. Apparently, there's a woman that is seen walking this hallway, the 10th floor hallway, with a stroller.
Oh.
Yeah, which is sad. But she was locked in her room, so what's she doing in the hallway? I don't know, but...
I don't know. Maybe her ghost had a little more free reign.
Maybe.
That's sad.
Yeah, I don't think a locked door means as much to an apparition.
That's fair. That is fair. Anyway, so that's the story of the Skirvin Hotel. So y'all do want to stay there?
I would stay there.
I'd stay there, just not before a basketball game. You know that
I don't care about basketball, so frequently. I'd stay there any day.
Listen, it just reminded the naked woman in the shower reminded me of The Shining, and
yeah, that's less.
You make a lot of Shining references
because
on this podcast.
Traumatized me.
You need to
never seen the movie.
You need to read the book. It's so much better than the movie, even.
Really?
Really.
Is it scarier?
In some ways, probably so. I haven't seen the movie in so, it's been so long since I've seen it, and there's just so much more to the story that's not, it's just one of those. I'm a constant, like, the book is always better type too. Person.
Fair.
Except Forrest Gump. Movie's better than the book.
I've never read the book, but it's a great movie.
That is a great movie.
I know, that's why I said it.
Okay. So we're moving on.
If my dad is listening to this episode, which he 100% is not, he's gonna be like, well, that's Erin. That's what she does.
That's Erin. So we're moving on to the Tulsa Hex House, which Tammy is not, well, I don't know that either one of y'all are gonna like this one. It gives me, what's the house in New Orleans that is so creepy?
Yeah.
I don't remember
not
the name.
Not Marie Laveau, Lawlerie.
Yes.
Manor.
Gives me those vibes.
Talk about thinking an evil spirit was attached to you after we walked by that place. Yeah. I could not get rid of a headache for like a day and a half. It was terrible.
That place is awful. Well, this,
yeah, it's the worst.
This kind of gave me those vibes. But, so, 10 East 21st Street. In the 1940s, it was home of a woman named Carol Ann Smith. And she was not okay. She was unwell. During World War II, she tried to file for 8 ration books, but she lived alone.
Oh.
So there was a little,
did, like each family get one? Is that how that worked? Okay.
Yeah, she lived alone. Or each person got
each person
one.
Got one.
She was also living under multiple life insurance policies, apparently. Mm-hmm. Like, tied to multiple life insurance policies. So there was some suspicious behavior going on with Carol Ann Smith. So the police went to search her house and found 2 women in the basement. The woman's names were Nell Willette Horner and Virginia Evans. I included their names because I was excited that they had names, like we talked about.
Say their names, absolutely.
Were they living people?
They were living people.
Okay.
But they were living people that slept in cages.
Oh, bless.
And the basement was not well kept, like, unheated.
Yeah. Horrible conditions.
Horrible conditions. They were reported to have lived there over a decade, and when asked why they stayed, the police got a very unclear answer. It was as if the women were under a hex or of some sort.
Okay.
What is that called? There's a term for that when you're...
like
Stockholm Syndrome.
Stockholm Syndrome, yeah. The women were... Smith apparently let them out to work, but that was all, and the women would give their paychecks
to her.
Yeah.
Yikes.
She did jail time, but afterwards... Oh, I forgot to tell you guys, the house was also, like, filled with books on witchcraft and mind control and, yeah, sketchy stuff.
So our house.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. Right. Oh, God.
I'm just kidding. The mind control books, we don't have those.
Anyways, so she did jail time, but afterwards fled the state. The house was torn down in 1975. But what's creepy is that apparently the basement still exists below a paved parking lot, which is not okay. Yeah. It was a popular hangout spot for teenagers until it was torn down.
Of course.
But there is still a hex house, haunted house, in Tulsa somewhere. I didn't, like, research far into it. But basically a themed haunted house on the hex house. And
yeah. Oh, like a recreational haunted house based
yes,
on that. Gotcha.
Exactly.
I gotcha.
Is that the one you would like to go to?
No.
I would go to it.
No.
I would go.
Okay, this is the last one, and it's actually pretty cool. Like, you guys know how much I love history.
Mm-hmm.
So...
this is your thing.
Here we go. Let's talk about the Shaman's Portal.
Oh, my.
Okay, I'm here.
Beaver Dunes Park is in the panhandle of Oklahoma. It's over 300 acres of sand hills and is in an area known as No Man's Land. There's been so many odd occurrences around the area that it's also known as the Bermuda Triangle of Oklahoma.
Okay.
So there's a couple of stories that prove that this is a bizarre place. One of them, Dr. Mark Thatcher was an archaeologist. He spent 3 years studying at the dunes with a full team of archaeologists. In the mid-90s, the team took a sample of the soil and found strange anomalies such as ionized soil and electromagnetic interference. This made the team wonder if it could have been a potential site of a UFO crash.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Love stuff like that.
Uh-oh. Oddly enough, his team was shut down by men with military credentials that seemed to resemble the notorious Men in Black type deal. So...
stop it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the story. Listen. I just did the research.
Love it.
Yes.
We're definitely on another list. Yeah, I feel like anytime we approach anything extraterrestrial, we're right back on another list.
Fair.
Or government conspiracy, either way.
It's true.
Okay,
we do this a lot.
This is what we do a podcast on, urban legends and superstitions.
It's so coincidental.
Okay, so this is my favorite part of the story. My favorite part of the episode.
Tell us.
So, you know the Spanish explorer Coronado?
Yeah.
Okay. So, a journal entry of his was found with a story about the dunes, like his exploration.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, according to the entry, the Native Americans in the area had warned Coronado and his men about the dunes. They had been the Native Americans had been avoiding that area for centuries. He then reported after traveling through the area, three men disappeared in flashes of green light.
Can you sing that song again? Didn't they tell him to stay away? And they tell him to stay away from there?
That's true.
Oh, I was like, I don't understand what just happened. What song? Which song are we... There was a song about staying away from the light.
Told you to stay out of there.
Not that I did that.
Thank you.
You sing the next line?
No, I will not. Okay, so disappeared in flashes of green light. Were they incinerated? Were they transported to different realms?
Green light, not rainbow lights.
Not rainbow
lights. I want to be clear.
Yes, not rainbow
lights. Again, rest in peace, King Falls. We miss you.
We do miss you, indeed.
I'm sad about it every day.
So the men were...
I have an offline conversation for you.
Okay.
Oh, sad.
It's all good.
Also sad that these men were never found or heard from again.
That is sad. Don't like that at all.
So...
Tried to told you.
He claimed at the time that it was the work of the devil.
Sure,
of course.
Which,
easy scapegoat.
Yeah,
there.
Exactly.
You know, the devil's known for his green light.
I feel like the devil's too busy. Is that wrong?
Oh, no.
I would like to preface this with, I swear I don't need to be on a list, but visitors
it's
have also reported seeing military officials digging around in the area in the middle of the night.
Yeah, as they do.
I am here for this.
But why are you there in the middle of the night is my next question.
To observe that. Yeah, that's a great question.
What are you doing? Because you should not be there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but if you think about, like, what age are these people? Because if you think about the random things we were doing in the middle
that's
of the night at a younger age, I could see
that's
it.
I don't
not
like
wrong.
To think about those days.
It's because you have your own children now.
Like, Aaron, why are you at the Bronco Bowl at 2 a.m.?
You went to the Bronco Bowl?
I absolutely went to the Bronco Bowl. Terry is rolling over right now, not impressed with this.
She's like, wait, what?
It's okay, Terry. I made it through safely.
I made it through safely. Okay, so there have been other disappearances reported. It seems as though anyone who gets curious about what's hidden or what's going on in the area mysteriously just, like, is not heard from again or is silenced
mm-hmm.
somehow. It's pretty sketchy. So is it a UFO crash site? Is it a portal to another dimension? And I also forgot to mention, and by I forgot to mention, I meant I forgot to include in my notes. So it literally says I forgot to mention.
You didn't want to write it down.
You wrote, instead of writing down what you forgot to write down, you wrote down I forgot to mention.
Yeah.
I correct. Hope you didn't forget what it was.
No. It's, some people say it's also a site of an ancient burial ground, like
yeah.
a Native American burial ground
sense.
Site.
Yeah.
So, I'm, like, I'm curious about the area, but I'm also not that curious. I don't really want to disappear in a flash of green light.
No.
But how
that's probably
crazy.
The least, not a word. It's probably the least appealing of the places that you've said. Like, I would be in a big hurry to something that I think I could, like,
vanish from.
But, like, sure, I'll go to a haunted hotel. No
I
want to
see this journal entry.
Yeah.
Like, that would be 1541.
Mm-hmm.
You just disappear in green light. Like, light wasn't even a, like...
I don't even...
Light wasn't a thing, is
I
what
mean,
you're going to say.
Yes, but you get what I mean. Like, electricity was none.
Terrence, if you're listening, help me out on this. Remind Amanda that light was indeed a thing. Thank you.
He's currently still texting me about the light on the deck because he's the best husband there ever was.
He's not my husband, so I'm not going to quantify if he's a good... I was going to say he's not the worst, but, like, I don't know.
He's great.
I'm kind of a fan of mine right now out there building me a chicken coop. So, Kevin, you're not listening, but thank you.
Yeah, that's impressive. So that's Oklahoma. It was fun to do. There were fun stories to research.
You did well.
Yeah. Anyways.
Thanks for listening to Salt Over Your Shoulder,
a Redwater production.
We appreciate your support. Your download allowed our crazy idea to gain steam and make it into your podcast directories.
We couldn't do this without you. If you'd like to continue your support, you can engage with us on social media, on Twitter and Instagram at SaltThePod, or follow us on Facebook at Salt Over Your Shoulder. You can also email us at saltoveryourshoulder@gmail.com.
Special thanks to the one and only Andrew York for our awesome graphic.
If you'd like to continue your support, please consider giving us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast directory. This helps other people find us as well.
You can also become one of our patrons at patreon.com/saltthepod.
See you next time.